as part of a blended or hybrid model designed to deal with COVID restrictions by reducing the number of students in class at any given time. Don Coombs is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Federation of School Council. He's our next guest on the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's in the very early stages, of course, but what are you hearing from parents about the hybrid model of education for high school students?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say that the Newfoundland and Labrador Federation of School Councils, our goal is to get, and it has maintained since last March, to get the students back in school in a healthy, safe environment. And we've got a lot of models since, but we did a survey a while ago, Ben, and it was an outstanding response to online learning. However, we realized that in order to get the students back into school, this model has come up, and we're hearing a lot of things. Some of it good, some of it not so good, which is to be expected would change. And, the parents are saying, well, they like the old way, as parents and students saying that the routine is broken, they can't get into a routine, it's affecting their learning. And it's pretty well really opinionated this time around, as always. I think what's happening is the students get into a routine, they want to try to follow it and keep going. So the main thing for us is the safety of the kids and that they are receiving the curriculum that they need for their going on in school.
You just mentioned some of the more negative aspects of things, but what positive stories are you hearing?
The positive things are they're back in school, they're learning, they're more focused. It's the socialization part again. It's the school structure itself, which is good. And we realized, and the CMO, the Chief Medical Officer of the province, has okayed this for now. This can change again. And that they are back because the class size was an issue and the spreading of the virus and everything else. So that's the positives. And what we're going to do as a Federation of School Council, because we rely on our membership. Next week, we're going to send out a poll, and we're going to get the input from the Federation of School Councils and see where they're at and what's being said. Because this, as you said in earlier, it's day three of this thing, and it's going to be challenges. And we had to rely on the students, we had to rely on our administration, our teaching staff to meet the challenges as they have done with all the different scenarios that have been placed on the students and the teachers since the start of COVID.
Don, is a hybrid model better than not having students in school at all?
I believe it is. We've got to continue with the students learning. If we can't have them in school full time, and we got to remember the last time when it was online learning, even though it was a great majority want to continue it online, there were some challenges also with that. We've heard the story of students checking in and then not being there and not attentive. We've heard the good things about it. The anxiety levels were less. The mental strain on it was there. So we've got to find a happy medium. And, we'll continue to lobby on behalf of our membership with the Department of Education and the Newfoundland Labrador English School District to get us where we need to be. Our main focus now has to stay on the students, their health, their safety, and the curriculum being put to them that's needed for the courses for advancement in life.
We're speaking with President of the Newfoundland and Labrador Federation of School Councils, Don Coombs. And do you think students will be disadvantaged in the long run because of the year on, again, off again in class learning?
I hope not. I have to entrust, and I do, because I've spoken to numerous administrators and teachers that they are doing some tremendous job on delivering the curriculum that they need to do. Will it hurt them in the long run? We don't know. We can't answer that. But I think we, as a body, being the Federation of School Council, being the parents of the students, along with all of our partners in education, are trying to ensure that the students receive the best possible thing. And can we compare it to when it was full-time in school? We won't know that results, but we certainly hope that that is what it is, because the experts in education are the ones putting that out.
What lessons do you think we will take away from this strange, strange time for education?
I think that, number one, the students have done so, so much. The students have bought in pretty well to everything. I know there's challenges with them, but without the students and the teachers and the administration, this would not have happened. And they've had some some different scenarios thrown at them. They delivered on all of them. We remember first when they went back, and, oh, the students are not going to do this. The students, they did everything was asked. The teachers did everything they asked. The administration did everything they asked. So the challenges are there. And, you know, as I said, we've spoken to the executive director of the Federation School Council. Next week we're going to lobby. We'll have some numbers. And, you know, we'll present those numbers to the powers to be and let them know what we're hearing from our membership.
Do you have any concerns about increased absenteeism?
Yes, I do. I think that's a reality from what I've been told on the program, the way it works and the way it's set up, but that may have been there before, but it's something that, you know, it's up a little bit up from what I understand, small percentage, but, you know, it is a concern. You know, we have to rely on the students themselves, you know, with this model that they are there, they're learning, and I understand that you can sign in and, you know, it's just checked back and forth every now and then. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but, you know, that's a concern. And then we have to go back to it. For those students to want to learn, they are going to learn, right? For those students that don't want to learn, it doesn't matter if they're in the classroom, they're not going to learn. But when you get bright students saying to you, look, we need continuity, we need consistency in delivering the programs, you know, this change in the routines is certain. We also have to listen to that, and that's what we do as a Federation of School Councils.
Don, how will you measure if this hybrid model has been successful? I would imagine it'll take a while.
It will take a while, as with everything that's come out so far. And I think, you know, the people that are making decisions based on, you know, again, the advice of Dr. Fitzgerald and what to do within the classroom structure, I think the results will show at the end, you know, when the graduations come up and when we see the marks and see how the comparisons are and everything else. But, you know, it's challenges. And right now the students have stepped up to meet the challenges, and so have the teachers and administration. And it's a difficult time for learning. And, you know, there's so much onus now put on the students and, you know, to do a lot on their own and understand the online stuff and everything. But it's challenges. And if you're not focused as you were in any field, you know, are you going to get the same results back? So that's the challenge that we had to face. And I would assume and I'm certain to say that the Newfoundland Labrador English School District and the department are looking into that, and we will continue to have dialogue with our membership, and we will pass along our concerns as they become known to us. And we realize it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. The perfect world is they're back in their classrooms, they're in front of the teachers in front of them, the dialogue, the eye contact, everything is there on a full-time basis. But who knows when that's going to happen? You know, we don't have crystal balls for this virus, and we have to go on the advice that's given to us, and we have to, again, apply to students of the schools in Newfoundland and Labrador and the teachers.
Don Coombs, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Federation of School Councils, thanks for this.
Have a good one.
You too.